Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Good to see you in studio once again. Hey,
likewise.
This week, we are asking some pretty basic questions on the show, like how about when is the right time for estate planning?
Yeah, and of course, you're going to know my answer right out of the gate, which is yesterday, right?
There you go.
It's always time to do estate planning. But yet, it seems to be one of these topics where people just keep putting it off, or maybe there's this false sense of security that, well, I've done that before. And so if I have something, then what does it mean that I should get it reviewed or updated? So today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, why do this drill called estate planning? When is the right time to take a look at it?
You've often said, too, half the people haven't even made time at all.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a pretty astounding statistic, and it doesn't get any better, even with my radio show. And so, but on a national level, you're right, less than 50% of individuals have an estate plan at all, which means that if someone passes away, they have made a determination that how they have their assets titled is going to rule the day, or they're going to allow their state law to take over and rule the day. Now, there's a misnomer out there which says that if I don't do estate planning, that somehow Washington State will get all of my property. That is simply not true. What it means is that we haven't used your voice. We now default to allowing whatever legislative body has determined is in your best interest or in your family's best interest. And while that may sometimes work out properly, it doesn't always work out properly. One of the biggest places where it may not work as you think it should without an estate plan is in blended marriages. So if you've been remarried, if you have his and her kids, even if you have children of your own, but yet one of you has a child from a different marriage or outside of marriage, doesn't even matter. If all the children are not yours together, there are specific areas of statute that may not get everything to your surviving spouse. And after a longer marriage, most individuals that I counsel, most individuals I talk to, want to set up a plan to make sure that their spouse is taken care of first. Mm. That's kind of the natural response. So if that's your desire, but you're in a blended family, then that actually may not play out exactly as you hope. So it's even more critical when you have any type of complication. Now, people want to believe that their life is simple. And really what that means is that I don't want to pay for an estate plan if you call yourself simple. But there's very few people who have a simple estate plan I've ever ran across. So if you own property, if you have a taxable estate, which means if you have more than $2 million in Washington, you could be under an estate tax in Washington state. If you own a business, if you're in a blended family, if you're having memory issues, there's so many reasons why people need to do an estate plan, of why things of this nature get complicated in a hurry, and having a good plan makes a huge difference.
Well, that is something I've learned doing these shows with you over the last few years, is an estate plan is not just for when you die. It also does a lot for you while you're still alive.
Absolutely.
You know, if you become infirmed or have any kind of problems, have an injury, it's important to have an estate plan.
Yeah, even recently we've gotten phone calls with saying, well, my spouse is going into surgery, or my spouse had a health incident and we don't have our estate plan up to date and ready. Well, that's really the most difficult time to try to come to an estate planner. Number one, you're going to get really quick work done by your estate planner. You don't want your attorney to just use a simple template. You can find them. They're out on the internet, or most attorneys use templates, but it's really not going to work as you hope it does. So timing is really an important issue because there are so many life incidences that may need these documents ready. And unfortunately, life doesn't happen on a schedule. You know, mm-hmm. Having a health emergency, you don't sit down and say, you know, next year in 2020, approximately in March, I think is a good month to have a health emergency. So why don't I get prepared now? Mm-hmm. If we knew that was coming, then we would actually do everything that we would need to get prepared. But that's the problem with life, is that emergencies don't play to our schedule. So therefore, we have to control our schedule so that those things don't control us. And that's the unfortunate part of this entire discussion. And one of the reasons I have this entire radio show is to encourage believers to be ahead of life, because life still happens. Even though we are under the authority of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, life still happens. And therefore, we need to be practically ready. And therefore, today is the day to do estate planning. Today is the day to make sure that it is at its highest level and that it hasn't become old and stale. Mm. Because you are absolutely correct, Mark, where life, we may need those documents in a pinch, let alone if we actually pass away and we haven't used our voice appropriately.
Well, is that the most common time then? People, like you say, you know, going in for an operation and their life is flashing before them? Or is there another time when it's the most common time people start thinking about an estate plan?
Yeah, I think there are some markers in life where that happen to us where people start thinking about estate plans. The most common is when someone enters into retirement. And so that age group in your 60s, that's probably the most common age group that come to our office and actually sit down with us and say, okay, I've built something. I've been blessed. I've worked all my life and now I'm going to be turning. They feel like they have something to now protect and begin to think about the process of handing it off. Now, there's some fallacies in that thought process, but that is absolutely the most common time that people come to us is, I'm ready to make a transition in life, so let me now actually get this plan ready. So another common time for younger groups is actually when they start having children. So that, unfortunately, is not as common as I would like it. Hmm. So the younger generation doesn't do a good job in planning. Well, maybe we'll address that later in today's show. But so that is another common time. And then probably what we just talked about, a health instance, something that would shock us in life to say, ooh, you know what? That really means that my life is on a fragile state. So therefore, I should probably take a moment, review what I've got, make sure it's up to date, or if you don't have anything, I should probably get this done. So retirement, yes, as we continue to age, there may be one other time that appears to be at least something that makes people think about estates is when they have parents die. And so they receive something and the estate that they're responsible for or that they watch siblings close, that doesn't go quite as well as what they hoped. Right. Or they actually receive money and they have more assets than what they've ever had before, right? So they've had that jump in monetary value, in estate, in a net worth. And that then can spur to say, ooh, now I should be responsible and actually take care of this. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the more common times when people actually think, oh, this is a good opportunity for me to be thinking about this. But I'm going to go back to kind of what we said in the opening, which is today is the day. We should not wait for this, because that health emergency is going to be on us at a time when we don't think. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, one of my team members just lost a family member, very unexpected, out of the blue. The family member was very healthy, was vibrant, and all of a sudden, he's now gone. And so this can happen at any age, at any point of life. So really, again, today is the day.
Do you find in your practice that those people who come to you are updating their plans ever, or are they just always first-timers, or kind of a Half and half? Or?
Yeah, I'd probably say about half and half. A lot of people don't have estate plans, specifically when they're coming and they're in their 60s or they're in their 70s. They kind of sheepishly say, well, I don't have anything. I know that we should have done this a long time ago. And my response is, well, it's better that you're here today than never having it or coming in another X many years when we're in the emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a lot of individuals do come, and they did take that step back when they were younger and they had minor children, and they put something together to make sure that if indeed both of the parents were lost, that at least minor children were directed to the appropriate guardian. But really, statistically, what we see is that the average person does not revisit their estate plan for over 20 years.
Wow.
And that's a really, really big gap. So not only is it getting it done well the first time, but it's actually sitting down and making sure that the estate plan that you have is going to work according to your current desires, your current family situation, your current financial situation, the current law and the current taxes, because everything is always moving. And so my question to the listening audience is, how is a stagnant document ever going to keep up with just your life changes, let alone the legal changes, let alone taxes, let alone the moving barometer of your kids or grandkids? So we need to be more aware of what this estate planning journey is about. And really, as believers, we should be leading the charge in showing the world what does it mean to take responsibility and actually come to the plate and do what is right, specifically for our family. I mean, we're talking that this drill is for our family. So if we're not taking care of our family, then how are we really demonstrating to the world how they should be living? And so my call to action is, believers, we should be the ones who are actually demonstrating to everyone out there what it is to be responsible and how we are supposed to take care of our family. It is God's heart. It is God's passion to make sure that we take care of our families. As a matter of fact, 1 Timothy 5:8 definitively tells us that if you don't take care of your family, that you're worse than a sinner. And that's pretty harsh language right there. You know, that's a spicy verse that Timothy threw at us. I'm not so sure I like it all that much. But it says, if you don't provide for your own, and that word provide means to consider in advance. That's actually what the Greek word means. Consider in advance, to look out for in advance and to maintain. In other words, to be in front of something, to be in front of an issue. And so if indeed we believe Scripture, and if indeed we want to follow Scripture, then boy, 1 Timothy lays it on the line for us, which is we are to be about considering our family, their needs, and to do it in advance and do it in a way that prepares them instead of having all this stuff fall at their feet. That is really one of the worst situations, which is mom and dad did nothing, and here they are having a medical emergency, and we're not sure what to do. That is not abiding by what Timothy wrote, is that we need to be preparing and provide. That doesn't mean a massive amount of money, but it means to think thoroughly ahead of a circumstance and prepare. And so that's my call. My call is, today is the day. 1 Timothy 5:8. Go back and look at it yourself. And I believe that it's God's heart that we take care of each other. And that is a witness to the world that says, this is how you do it. And this is how you take care of your family well.
When is the right time for estate planning? The subject this week. And I think we're getting the vibe that right now is the time.
Today is a good day.
Today is the day of salvation and estate planning.
Yes, that's right.
As Paul would add to that.
That's
scripture.
Right.
So people are intrigued, Paul. We need to take a break here, but how did they get in touch with you?
Yeah, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts. There's educational opportunities that are coming up right around the corner and ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week with Paul Grant, looking at when is the right time for estate planning. You make a point in your notes here to me that most estate plans don't work. You know,
yeah.
I found this out at big time, a different kind of plan. I have one of those kind of emergency-only phones, a flip phone, an old phone.
Oh, those are the good ones.
That I keep around just in case in the car if I need to use it. And I tried to use it today. Been paying $15 a month, several years at least, never touched it.
Yeah.
And I went to use it today. It didn't work. So I don't know what was going on with that, but here I've been paying for it every month, seeing the bill come out. Finally decided to give it a try, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And that happens in a much more serious situation, of course, with estate plans, and you want people to avoid that scenario.
Yeah, and I think it really is the heart of the father that that we've been given everything to overcome the world. And so if you kind of unfortunately have to jump into my estate planning mind and look at that portion of it, the call to action and the call to make sure that our family is well taken care of and the call to overcome this world means that we need to be proactive in those actions, in those steps. So if indeed we don't have any type of estate plan whatsoever, or if it is really outdated, then there is a stronger danger that, that, like I said, legislative acts will actually take over and fill in the gap where your plan is missing. And while that's a safety net that man has set up, and that's fine, it really doesn't give us the opportunity to speak our voice. And look, here's the other thing that I really want to encourage listeners is that there is a plan that God has for you and your family. That is an absolute fact. And I think as believers that we come unto the Father believing that our life has purpose, it has meaning. And of course, many of us it may take a lifetime to really uncover a lot of those purposes, or we may struggle with the idea of what is my purpose? Where do I fit in this world? I understand that some people never really find that place, and it's okay. It doesn't interrupt our salvation. God is still good over your life. He is radically in love with you. Grace abounds over your life. It's not a problem. But here's one thing that doesn't matter what your age is, which is we can go before our Heavenly Father. We can seek His heart and we can say, Father, you have given me stewardship over this money. And that word stewardship means to be an administrative giver. And so ultimately, it's not an administrative hoarder. Right? So we're not supposed to just hoard everything. We are supposed to seek after the heart of the Father to say, what is it that you want me to do with what you've given me? And that includes not just during our lifetime, but what do you want me to do with what you've given me stewardship over when it is my turn to take my last breath here on earth, but then meet you face to face? And so what is the plan that God has given you as a believer to say, this is what I want you to accomplish with the finances that I've given you. And that doesn't matter how much or how little you may have. It could be a couple thousand dollars. You know, that couple thousand dollars in someone's hands can actually turn into something quite wonderful when it's used properly. Or it could be several million dollars. Well, maybe you have a greater sense of responsibility if you have more in your bank accounts than someone else. But the ultimate, I guess the ultimate passion I have for the body of Christ is, how do we hand these things off well? Instead of just simply saying, I give it to my kids. That's it. Well, is there intent? Is there thoughtfulness? Is that thinking ahead with what we want to do? And does that actually capture the heart of God for why he has given you what he has given you? So all of us, right here and right now, anyone listening to my voice, you can take a moment to stop your world and say, Father, what is your heart for what you have given me? And if we haven't quite found our complete purpose in life, maybe this can be a place where we can take that next step of faith, where we can take that step to say, I want to hear your voice, Father, to lead me and guide me so that I can pass off whatever you've given me to manage in the greatest way that will continue to build the kingdom of God after I'm gone. That is really what our passion should be, is at every step, whether it's today or whether it's even when I'm gone, my passion should be aligned with, God, what is your vision for building your kingdom and how do I participate in that?
You mentioned earlier some people get in a plan and then don't look at it for 20 years. How often should somebody update their plan?
Well, yeah, that's a tough question. Number one, 20 years, way, way too long, right? I think anyone listening would agree that's far too long to have a legal document just sitting probably in my safety deposit box where nobody can get it when I die anyways. What do we do? Here's a couple thoughts for us. Number one is that with my firm, we actually have a relationship program. So the best thing you could always do is find an attorney that has a program that has regular updating included in their process and in their thinking. So you should be looking for someone who has relationship, who will keep this before you, because it's that important. Look, laws change all the time. Taxes change all the time. I've told this story several times on the radio show, which is I did a plan 1 week, and then the next week I went to a conference, and I learned something new. I learned something new, something that the plan I had done just a week before, let alone a month before, the year before, or several years before, that actually would help and would make a rather large tax difference on how people inherit their portion of an inheritance. Would that be something that you would want in your estate plan? And every person would say, absolutely. Well, here's the problem with most traditional attorneys, is that once you get the paperwork and you shake their hand, even if they learn something the next week, they're not going to call you to say, hey, bring that document back and let me fix it. I learned something new. So not only do laws change, not only do attorneys continue to grow, or that we hope that they grow in their learning and education and get better at their job, but there has to be a process. There has to be a relationship involved with your attorney that says, how am I going to get your new knowledge? How am I going to get the tax updates, the legal updates? How am I going to communicate to you about my family's adjustments in life? Because families change all the time. How are we going to do this dance to make sure that what I create is going to stay updated? A document that, again, this story, I created a document, and the next week it was not as strong as what I would have liked it to be. So that is the best way to keep things updated, is find an attorney that has a relationship program so that you know that if you have a health issue during your lifetime or you pass away and it's your turn to go see Jesus face to face, that your estate plan is at its highest level. That's what we want. We want it at its highest level, not deprived of something that is better, and certainly not something that is already worn down. Now, if you don't have an attorney of that nature, then minimally every 3 years, and I know that sounds like, boy, are you kidding me? Yep, Every 3 years, your power of attorneys should be looked at and redone. Just eyes on everything. Make sure that everything is still abiding by your heart's desire. Maybe the Lord spoke something different to you. And that's good. That's our relationship with Him as well. So getting eyes on these things sooner than later is always going to be in your family's best interest. And that's what we want to do. We want to be prepared for the sake of our families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when is the right time for estate planning, the subject this week? And it sounds like with Paul, probably yesterday was the right time. So be sure to get those estate plans updated, get that relationship going with a trusted estate planner like Paul Grant. If people are intrigued by what they're hearing from you today and your approach to this subject, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
Head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, educational opportunities, because we need to educate you about what options you do have in estate planning. And then there's ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
The Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.